Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Just a Second Here. I'm just trying to get Twitch set up. So just hold on a minute. Let's see here. Come on. Can't do them both at the same time, so. Okay. Okay, there we go. Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. That was a good ending to Raw, although it was okay. But that just like my opinion on there. If you guys want to do like chat on Twitch, go ahead and like go on our twitch.com/WFSO. Watch us and also just chat with us on Twitch. We can talk about like wrestling or anything else or if you even got a question. But well, this is going to be special because what we're going to do before the show is over, we're going to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. So I'm just going to add this segment just for, hey, it could be a one-time thing only, or it'll just be just one of those things that once in a while I'll pop up something about the Milwaukee Bucks. So it could be a one-time thing, or it could be once in a while, or it could be every week. I guess it all depends on how the show flows and things like that. But this paper here. The match of Raw tonight was a little bit less than usual. Well, a little bit less than usual. But one more thing to do, eh? I know we're going to talk about like, the matches and stuff the week and something later. There's like a good wrestling company called Zelo Pro. They're based on Chicago, and they're going to be coming to Milwaukee, I think it's October 17th, I believe. And it featured with former WWE star Aiden English. Zelo Pro is like, you never know who's going to be there. So that's a good thing. That's what I learned from the first show that they did here in Milwaukee, that you never know who's going to be at the show. And like I said, the first time I went to the show, it was just promising with some of these stars that like, I didn't expect to, you know, have. And wow, it was fantastic. But hopefully, if you guys are in the Milwaukee or around the Wisconsin area, check these guys out October 17th. Just go to ZeloPro.com and check out more information on that. I know they got a show in Chicago this Saturday, so if you get a chance, check it out. I'm just glad it's one of these companies that, you know, get to go back and forth from Chicago, then here, and all that good stuff. So I'm happy about it. About to say something that's close by that you can just catch. You can drive down there or bus it down there. It's like it's in the heart of the Deer District. So that's pretty cool. And I know I need to go down there and like take pictures and stuff for the Deer District since they're adding new things down there, which I don't know when they're going to just all depends on when they're going to start like with the stuff. Like they announced a few things already with the big old hotel and office space that they're going to have. Also, the Milwaukee Public Museum will be moving down there in that area. So you already know they got like food and like, of course, the fire reform. Apartment buildings around that area, and just a lot of stuff that they have coming on in that Deer District area, which is pretty good. So, and to one of the topics that we're going to talk about is because I didn't get the chance to say earlier in the group. Ooh, I kind of forgot that fast because it was on my head. It was on my mind all day, just the topic that we was going to talk about. I can't even think about it. There you go, girl. I know some of y'all probably can see on my Twitch channel, there's my dog Mindy around me. But anybody want to call the show just to talk about wrestling and things like that while I'm going along? The number again is 845-277-9360. Again, it's 845-277-9360. Or you can go on our Twitch channel and chat with us about whatever. Let me see if we because I know last week we talked about party in their like in their third name and some of the third party on this episode, which is kind of crazy. Of course, there was a trade that happened with Mandy Rose is moving to Monday Night Raw, and I guess that kind of killed the storyline with Mandy and Otis. And why did they do this trade? I have no idea. Is it like trying to give her a fresh start or something, or wherever the case may be, or they're bringing back Sonya Deville very soon, or wherever the case may be? I really don't know. It's just kind of like interesting. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm just seeing if I can find the World Rumble news. Well, I can talk about that. I don't know if I talk renovating and remodel. So that's probably one of the reasons why they wanted to move the like all their shows like Raw, SmackDown, and all in NXT out of the performance centers and do the Amway Center or the Full Sail University. There's a lot of stuff that's what they doing with the renovation. So this is the first I heard of it, and when I was trying to reach the world plan, I guess they're just gonna wait and see. I know they got like to wait and see what they're gonna do, which is gonna be kind of strange. But I'm saying that they want to do this. But it depends by how many people they put in there. And although they said the people are in their masks, this sucks. But we should get this out the way and let's see. I probably will think about what I was going to talk about later in the let's see. It just ain't that much to talk about, but I know there was like some other places that I apologize to everybody because normally you have Well, they did have some firings on WWE. One of them was Gerald Briscoe. And I think his other, like, employees, like, older employees are getting released. Then, and I guess they want to start young, which I can understand. So, if y'all don't know, but now y'all know, Jeff Hardy has a new deal with WWE. So that's like kind of something to talk about. I don't know if they got like more information. So give me a moment here and read that. Interview with TV Sport, part of that signed the new contract. Also mentioned that he'd be able to use his old theme song, which is one of my favorite theme songs. More words. Was on the terms with the company. I guess he wants to come from again. He would like to use that. Next, that was. Deal fine. That's going to boost me up even more to hear music again. I think the Hardy Boys music is just for Matt and Jeff, not just Jeff Hardy. Which I just don't know why they didn't, you know, change that. I don't get why they didn't, you know, change it. They just, when you hear the music, you get like, oh, the Hardy Boys is going to be there. You only got Jeff. Just to make any sense. Something that Hayes was talking about earlier. It's about Lana was sharing her first, you know, know that WWE what he says absolutely at the same time should be professional and this is business that won't hurt her. I pray everything will be fine and we should move on. That is over here really positive and never like to talk about anybody just because we all done bad stuff. There's a certain time where you put all your heart and story into certain things and you don't feel like it's coming. One reason it's important to me to say because all these things do 1 second to 10 years and move on. I don't talk about it anymore. I have, I mean, just everything was meant to be. Let's see. And I'm saying that I can see a lot of something just to turn him on and take it down. And as y'all probably seen going on with her tonight, we'll talk about that match later. That, you know, sometimes WWE and somebody say something and there's something there. Sometimes they treat it with a grain of salt and just say they ain't worried about it. Or you got, like, other times they just treat you like dirt because of how, what the significance of it is. Which is, don't make any sense. So, big news, they might have some identity distribution. Let's see. It is according to ProWrestling.com. and reveal who they are. There's probably going to be so we can talk about that. So I was like, bro, if you had no idea what you're ever going to be, I was like, bro, you had such a beautiful ass, and the only thing I wanted for you to do was to wrestle. And now you're getting it to him because he didn't wrestle till like a couple of years ago. He wanted to play football and do other stuff, and I said, okay, so now there's a lot of pressure on you. People are going to expect more because you're Rey Mysterio Jr. The main thing is to train and stay humble. Hold on, there's more. So what he did was he went to Jay Lethal in Florida to train. Then he went to Lance Thorne to train. Then he trained with me and he trained with me, Phoenix here in San Diego with his dad and this other guy called B-Boy. And he was just training and watching tapes. Every time I talked to him, you could see he was more serious and working out and watching tapes and asking about matches. And I was like, okay, this guy is giving the fever. That's good. That's real good. But my main thing is staying humble. And he always tells me, make sure you keep me humble. And I'm like, oh, I will. So I guess that just shows like you got Jay Lethal who trained him, or Lance Storm who trained him, and Conan trained him. So he had some good teachers, and like he worked very well, and it shows in his ring work that but you know that good thing, because right now a lot of people are complaining about Dominique Bazique. But me personally, I have no issues with Dominique Mysterio. Like, he's on his own. He's doing good. And it's just like sad that, you know, some people you can just never please everybody, and you can't please everybody. Because you think that some people think that they know it all. And there are some people that think they're God. Other people that But like I said, like, I have no complaints about Dominique Mysterio, and that, you know, Rey Mysterio still got some years left in his career. You know, watch out for him, like, work with him and stuff. And like, and I do applaud Seth Rollins that he worked with, although we get sick and tired of him losing to Seth Rollins. But it was just one of those things that you just hope that, you know, one day that Dominique is going to actually be him. And like I said, he's been working with him and all that good stuff. And yeah. like I said, it's good. It's a good thing that he decided, like the last minute, that he wanted to do wrestling and started training for it for a few years. And it's a good thing that Vince McMahon's giving him the chance, because he's like doing good. And I know there's probably on that you know, Vince McMahon praised Dominik for doing what he's doing. And that's a good thing. Like, got somebody special, and hopefully that, you know, that they go good in the future and probably win like maybe United States title or Intercontinental title or something like that before they push him to the main event. But what we know, he got some, maybe a little bit more development to do with, no, maybe like charisma or something like that. Like I said, I see no issues with him. But then again, you're not acting in front of fans, but you seeing fans on the screen and things like that. So it's just like you don't know how to do what you need to do with that. So that just kind of, that'd be kind of helpful if he like goes around, you know, fans and see how they react to him. So that would be interesting to see whenever they get fans back into the fold. But we're going to take a break and talk about the matches and stuff that happened last week and all that good stuff. So, and plus talk about our wrestlers of the week, which I didn't get to do that last week, and I apologize. But we're going to do that this week. So we will be right back.
I'm
And we're back. If you were on Twitch, we were just talking about a little bit of things about Ivar's surgery. I thought it was like maybe like a leg injury or something like that, but it was actually a neck injury. And he's getting the surgery for that tomorrow. And it seems, and they said that he should make a full recovery. But, she is known for wrestling and wrestling announcements. ShawGuerrero@gmail.com. I'm sorry. Okay. So, yep, he's available for bookings if anybody, you know, interested. If they don't know, she's the daughter of Eddie and Vicky Guerrero. She was developed character to be the longest ranked WWE. Also, be the queen of FCW at one point. Guerrero would lead the company in 2012, but in case y'all didn't know. She did some ring announcement for AEW earlier this year, which she did for the women's tag team tournament. This is in just a list of stuff that she has done. It'd be interesting to see which bookings and stuff like she can go to. Like, if somebody would see this and, you know, probably book her, I'm gonna go see her. It's like you got the name and all that stuff, so that could be more appealing already. And plus, she does know how to wrestle. Maybe WWE will pick her back up. And it seems like she left on good terms. So maybe they'll bring her back eventually. Oh, yeah. After The Rock's daughter, Simone Johnson, she had her third ankle surgery or something like that that she's dealing with. But that's kind of sucked because, you know, it's like she's one of the few people that you want to see in NXT sooner or later. But, you know, it'll take a while for some wrestlers to develop and just see where they're at. So hopefully maybe sooner or later we'll see her down the road. So should be good. Well, let's talk about the matches we saw this week. Let me do this right quick and look for Wrestler of the Week. So let me do Wrestlers of the Week before we go on to talk about the matches that happened this week. Also, I should mention that there's a picture of Roman Reigns, the Usos, and I think it's their cousin, taking a picture or whatever. And jokingly, I made like Roman Reigns, the Usos, and family coming out with an R&B mixtape. So the picture is on the Wrestling Fan Speak Out group. Go ahead and look for it. And, you know, people are just on here just joking and just making fun of it. So now you got somebody who said that's B5. It's insane. So y'all get it in. Just look at that picture. But well, we got the male wrestler of the week, but the female, we had to break this tie, and it's gonna be me. I'm gonna pick based on their performance and things like that last week. So, and I think who had the biggest performance is who I just picked. So, of course, Finn Balor, because she's now the new NXT champion. So for me, it's Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. They're both male and female wrestlers of the week. So speaking of Finn Balor, like I mentioned, he did win the NXT championship over Adam Cole. Shante the Adonis lost to Velveteen Dream. Bronson Reed beat Austin Theory. Roderick Strong beat Dylan Kane. And that was a big steel cage match, which happened this past Tuesday. Mercedes Martinez and Rhea Ripley, the match was something else, but Rhea Ripley did win the match. Now on to Impact. Chris Bay versus TJP. TJP win the match. I think TJP is up for going for the X Division title. So I think he's like right now the number one contender. Brian Myers versus Willie Mack. Brian Myers won the match. The Rascals versus Motor City Machine Guns for the Impact Tag Team titles. Motor City Machine Guns did retain. Taya Valkyrie versus Tasha Steele. Taya Valkyrie did win the match. Old School Rules match was like most likely a hardcore match. Mindy, come on, get back over here. Well, anyways, sorry about that. Like I said, the Old School Rules matches mainly was like a hardcore match. That's mainly what it was. And Eric Young did beat Tommy Dreamer. Now AEW, which only had like 5 matches this week, so a little bit lower than usual, but kind of not knocking it down. The Lucha Bros versus Jurassic Express. Jurassic Express won that match. To Angelico. I don't know, but anyways, Orange Cassidy won that match. They had a no DQ, no count out tag match with the Inner Circle with Chris Jericho and Jake Hager. Went against Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss. Inner Circle did win that match. Nia Rose versus the newly signed Tay Conti. She signed with them last week, now on the full roster. But Nia Rose did win that match. In the main event with the TNT Championship match with Brody Lee versus Dustin Rhodes, Brody Lee won that match. And here's a SmackDown. The Intercontinental Championship match, they had Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles. Sami Zayn interfered, so AJ Styles won by disqualification. Lucha House Party versus Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura. Lucha House Party won that match. It was a non-title match. Number one contender, Fatal 4-Way match for the Bayley's SmackDown Women's Championship belt. So Nikki Cross, Tamina, Alexa Bliss, and Lacey Evans. Nikki Cross did win, so she's the number one contender, and she's going to face Bayley at Clash of Champions. Otis versus John Morrison, which they kind of played around with the Money in the Bank suitcase. Otis did win that match. King Corbin and Sheamus versus Jey Uso and Roman Reigns, which was the main event of the night. It's like, if you saw Payback, you saw what Roman Reigns did, just came in there, spear, pin, left. That's kind of like the same thing that he did with, like, leaving Jey Uso out there facing King Corbin and Sheamus by himself, then tags himself in and Nikki spear King Corbin and got the pin. Now let's talk about Raw. Street Profits versus Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura in a brand versus brand tag team champions versus tag team champions. Street Profits did win that. Cedric Alexander versus Ricochet. Cedric Alexander won that match. On Raw's Women's Championship, which the ending just got so confusing. It was like, oh, she could no longer compete or whatever the case may be, which is kind of... I think they got kind of lost in that match at the ending of it and just didn't know what the heck they were doing. I don't know. But, anyways, Asuka to retain the Raw Women's title. What in the world? Oh, okay. We're still on. Okay, just checking because it was just acting a little funny. Like it said, how many minutes I have to the next show, then now it just pop right back up. So for Blog Talk Radio, I apologize. Bobby Lashley versus Eric from the Viking Raiders. Bobby Lashley won that match. Seth Rollins versus Dominic Mysterio in a steel cage match. Seth Rollins won. But afterwards, he beat up Murphy. And we'll see what's going on with that situation with, between Murphy and Seth Rollins. Kevin Owens versus Aleister Black. Which I should have spelled his name right, but Kevin Owens did win that match in Aleister Black in new ring gear, which was interesting. Tag match with the Riot Squad versus Lana and Natalya. Riot Squad won the match. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax was out there for commentary, and they beat the crap out of Lana and Natalya afterwards. In the main event, which was kind of brewing all this time for the whole episode of Raw. Drew McIntyre versus Keith Lee. Well, the match ended up in a no contest because Retribution had came out, attacked them, both Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre. Then, all the members of the Hurt Business came out and start fighting Retribution. And Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre did join the fight, and it just got crazier from there. And that was it for all the matches that happened this week, including tonight. Let's see. We're going to talk about a little bit about the Bucks. I did a little video on YouTube, so please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like the video if you like the videos, like them. I talk about with Giannis unfriending like almost everybody on the about everybody except for Tanasis on the Bucks. And I guess it's like he does this every year just to not get distracted, which is a smart move. But excuse me. But with the you see how bad it is. I forget that fast what I was talking about. Oh yeah, the Bucks. Like I said, I mentioned about them. Like Giannis is not signing, but unfollows people from Facebook. But from what it seems like, and what we got from the meeting, that they want to change the roster and try to get like people that can help Giannis. And it seems like they're willing to do they're willing to spend on the salary cap. So Giannis and Mark Lazary had met. It was a 3-hour lunch on Saturday. Don't know where. But it seems like that they're going to do what it takes to keep Giannis. And so they will win the small luxury act. And they're also going to try to see who they can get. Well, it's like the free agents that they got, they're going to trade for Chris Paul. So I know they're going to go for that. But it's like, who else they can probably get from free agent? I don't know if Gordon Hayward is going to go for his player option. And Victor Oladipo, if they're going to trade for him or not go for him. Or maybe Zach LaVine they can go for. So somebody that can be a scorer. Who else? Maybe they can try to like get a trade for somebody. But I'm thinking if they like trade anybody, they should keep. The only person I think they should keep is Brook Lopez, because you got a person that can shoot the three, and plus that can help defensively with Giannis. So it's like they just need to get a shooting guard that can create his own shot. Like if they keep Middleton, great. If they don't, that's great too. So either way, just not upset about it. And free agency is coming up, and you got whatever little money to spend on who you want to get. Oh, let's see. What's Oh, okay. It's just them looking at the Jeff Hardy signs a new WWE contract. But like I said, we still got a little bit to. Let's see. Well, let's do the NBA trade machine. Like we're doing like a thing. TradeNBA.com is hashtag trading. So let's So let me just elect the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's see. Let's see. Let's sign a free agent first. Let's see. They got Gordon Haywood. He's on a player option. Paul Millsap is unrestricted free agent. DeMar DeRozan has a player option. Otto Porter Jr. has a player option. Hassan Whiteside is a free agent. Anthony Davis, not sure if he's going to pick up his player option or not. Andre Drummond is got a player option. Marc Gasol is unrestricted free agent. Nicholas Batum is on a player option. Serge Ibaka is a unrestricted free agent. Dario Gallinari, he's an unrestricted free agent. Maybe somebody they can probably, if they want to pick up in their near future or something like that, but he will come at a cost. Kent Bazemore, he's a free agent. Gordon Dravis is a free agent. Jeff Teague is a free agent. I don't think they're going to go after him. Evan Turner is a free agent. Tristan Thompson is a free agent. Tim Hardaway Jr. is a player option. Bismack Biyombo, free agent. Evan Fournier has a player option. Derek Favors is unrestricted. Brandon Knight is there's more of them, but we're probably going to have to do another video another time. So check out WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com for, like, other sites for, like, upcoming events and stuff like that for the month. And also, you can just look for events and things like that. Also, look for Real Milwaukee Bucks on Facebook. Look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out or WFSO on Facebook. You can also can look for us on Twitter. Follow us on WFSO World. Like I said, you can check out our every Monday and now Tuesday we'll be on Twitch. So check that out. So, and also go to our Facebook page, WFSO, YouTube channel. Like our video, subscribe to our channel. We're trying to do more with the videos, so please subscribe to us. We're trying to get it to 1,000. Tomorrow, I will interview my cousin. She will talk about her show, and she gave me more information about the show, which we'll talk about tomorrow. But and Wednesday, Hazel runs her mouth. So check us out, and I'll be back tomorrow. And until then, y'all have a good night and enjoy the week.